with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:54, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear you need, whether you're heading to the woods to chase turkeys for the last couple weekends here, or heading out for the Easter egg hunt that replaces Easter eggs with speckled trout. Go check them out at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And the man of the hour, our buddy Captain Bobby Aprescato, joins us now. Hey, Captain Bobby.
Man, I appreciate the warning about the end of turkey hunt season coming up here. So I'm going to have to go hide somewhere.
That's right. You've had the water to yourself, and now all of us will show back up here when we get into May. Give us a little advance here. Let's go on an Easter egg hunt, but let's replace Easter eggs with speckled trout.
All right. That's a good one. Well, the water, you know, has held up really well, obviously, if you keep up with it like we do. Barry's gone over 7 feet, which is kind of like the flood stage. Even at that point, though, most of the fresh water runs out of the center of the bay. So basically that means that everything really down at the lower end of the bay and then certainly down to the west is really held up well. And if you keep up with the other thing that we do, which is the full moon, we're on that right now, this full moon cycle, which to me is about 3 days either side of it. So I think it's tonight or tomorrow night is the moon. So you're right there, you know, in that window. And, man, the fish have just really reacted like they're supposed to in the spring when you got a full moon. And by that, I mean, you know, they're really schooled up. A lot of nice-sized male trout, real active male trout mixed in with some nice-sized female trout. And they're laying their eggs, you know. So they're doing their deal. And it's that time of year, you know, where you use the wind that you're going to have to help you, you know, move the boat along. The other good thing about having a little bit of wind is the slicks that they create when they're feeding in those schools show up a lot better when you have a little ruffling on the water, you know. So that's another thing that kind of helps you find them.
Yeah, you were talking about the covering ground or covering water better. But where do we start? I mean, if we're looking to start that drift and looking for those slicks, finding those fish, anything you're looking for to start off kind of the bigger area you're searching?
Well, I kind of base it on the wind, and like you and I were just talking about off the air, we, you know, right now we're having these really strong south and southeast winds, so you're going to want to get back down towards the island. Usually that fish is a lot better with the south. You're basically going to fish the lee of whatever land, you know, creates it. In other words, you down at the island with the south and southeast wind, you got a lot of lee all the way the length of the island. When you get north, like we're going to have this weekend, the sound fish is a lot better, and that's anywhere from Heron Bay all the way to the Mississippi line. The other good thing is if we don't, and I think we're going to, but if we don't get a lot of rain out of the system that's coming through tonight, the rivers actually still have some fish in them. And that's an option if it does get too windy to fish either the above places I just mentioned. You can get in the rivers and still catch some fish. We finished up a trip there last week, and a big five-boat trip, and everybody was catching fish in the rivers, you know. So there's still some fish there. That's assuming we don't get a lot of local rain out of this thing. So those are the options for you, because you're going to be dealing with wind. At least through Saturday, you're going to be dealing with wind. So those are the options for you. Shrimp's going to be your best bait if you don't have a big group of people on the boat, so you don't have to risk hitting somebody with one. Topwater baits will work really well, too. You're just going to be careful, because that's a day-ender if you tag somebody with a topwater bait.
You know, you mentioned going back in the rivers, like the dead-end rivers, fowl and dog and all that. Are you using the same techniques you're using in, like, the sound? Are you running rattle corks and shrimp? Or are you doing something on the bottom? What are you doing in the rivers?
Dog in particular, and even the other rivers, the flats on those rivers fish exactly the same way that the bays at the lower end and the areas around Dolphin Island fish. So, yeah, to answer your question, you know, live shrimp or a shrimp imitation under a popping cork is going to be your best bet. Again, with the topwater baits, maybe early. But, yeah, that works just fine. As long as you're in water shallower than about 5 or 6 feet, those will work fine. You start getting into the river channels, you're going to have to do what you're saying, which is jig fishing or maybe throwing a slow sinking bait like a slick or a mirror lure. But when you're up on the flats, that popping cork is going to do the job for you.
All right, Captain Bobby, remind folks if they want to get a trip booked with you, how do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and it's got everything you need to get in touch with us right there on the site.
All right, and we'll always look at the Facebook page for those videos, man. So when I'm stuck here,
in the office. Right now.
Yeah, I sit here in the office, and I live my life through you. Not a bad thing. All right, Captain Bobby.
All right, man. Well, y'all have a happy Easter, old buddy, and we'll talk to you next week.
Happy Easter, brother. I'll see you hopefully on the island this weekend. CFM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go say hello to Dubby and Chip and the whole gang, and get the gear that Captain Bobby uses, and get out there this weekend. All right, coming right back. Hour number 3.
turning up your voice. FM Talk 106.5 WAVE.